Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Crystal Simpson, who is a regional peer supervisor in the Baltimore City office of the Maryland Coalition of Families. And Crystal's here today to talk to us about all the things that her organization is doing to help families in Baltimore and across our state. So Crystal, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for coming. I know that you are busy, and
I was happy to make the time to do this.
Well, we appreciate it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the coalition?
Absolutely. Maryland Coalition of Families first began in 1999 with the mission of helping families who have loved ones, youth that have behavioral health needs.
Uh-huh.
Using personal experience, parents, caregivers, other loved ones, we connect, support, and empower Maryland families. Our staff provide one-on-one support to parents and caregivers of young people with mental health issues and any loved one who cares for someone that has a substance use or a gambling issue.
Okay. And how can someone find out more information?
They can actually contact our central office. Uh-huh. The number there is 410-730-8267. Go to our website at marylandcoalition.org or look us up on Facebook or Twitter.
Great. Great. And it's a very good website, too.
Thank you. A lot of information, a lot of resources.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And who's eligible for your services?
Basically, everyone in some form or another. With substance use and gambling, it would be anybody that has a loved one that is suffering with a substance use disorder or a gambling issue. With the behavioral health needs, right now it is anyone that has a youth that has a behavioral health need.
Okay. Is there any charge for your services?
No. No, there is no charge for our services.
Underline that. No charge.
Yes, absolutely.
No charge. You folks are just helping a lot of families make it.
Yes. I actually was one of those families at one point.
Mm.
And it's nice to give back and share with other families and be that support for them.
Is that true? There are a lot of similar peer counselors?
Mostly everyone in our organization has lived experience. They've either had a loved one or a youth that has had a behavioral health need or a substance use disorder.
So you folks are really sympathetic to the stuff that people go through.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are them.
Yeah.
We've been there.
And the frustrations and the little victories and the big victories and the trials.
Absolutely. It's the little victories daily that make it work for families.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't realize that. And we're there to support them so they can see that and empower them to continue to do that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and responsibilities?
Absolutely.
You've told us a little bit about your background already.
Absolutely. I actually came to the organization in 2018. Uh-huh. I've been here a little over a year. But I was brought to the organization because my son was diagnosed with several mental illnesses about 5 years ago.
Hmm.
And he had come to me one day and said, "Mom, I need you to take me to the hospital," out of nowhere. Hmm. And I took him to the hospital and he had a suicide plan. And I knew nothing about it.
Hmm.
And I did not understand how could I not have known.
Yeah.
Well, that started our journey because he is such a strong young man that he voluntarily went inpatient to the hospital.
Good for him.
And since then, we have spent 5 years learning each other, learning to communicate, changing things within our family, how we communicate with each other, and getting every kind of therapy and resource to make our family better.
Yeah.
I had an FPSS through Maryland Coalition of Families. And she assisted me with getting his individualized education plan, which is an IEP, with the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed a lot for him because then his behavioral health needs weren't as much in school because his needs were being addressed.
Yeah. Good.
So when I got offered the position, I was happy to take it. I was very excited, and I want to get out there in the community and help other families.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ideal for what you're doing. And as region, what's the duties of a regional peer support supervisor?
I have seven family peer support specialists. We call them FPSS, that go into the community and help these families. I am there to go into the community and promote MCF, get us in touch with other organizations, partnerships, resources for families. I'm always looking for more resources to provide to these families. And I even have some more families that I still help as supervisor. I still like to go out and work with the families.
Wonderful. So you do just about everything there.
Yes, I love it. I'm a team player, and that's what we are. We're a team.
That's wonderful.
We're a team.
That's the way to do it. That's a healthy organization.
Yes, it is. Yes, they're wonderful. And we are statewide, so we're not just located in Baltimore City. MCF is a statewide organization, and we are a team throughout.
So that central number, 410-730-8267, would put somebody in contact with potentially any county?
Yes, absolutely. Not just in Baltimore City, but anybody statewide can call that number, and they will link you to FPSS in your region.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Let's talk more specifically about what you folks do. You mentioned that you help with behavioral health assistance, supporting families. And you've already said that, you've already implied that, of course, you help in the schools.
Yes, absolutely. We are able to connect families with other organizations and agencies that they may not be aware of, that they may be intimidated to go to. Sometimes having a child with a behavioral health issue can be lonely, isolating, and embarrassing.
Absolutely.
There's a stigma that comes along with it that we're trying to fight every day. And to asking for help is the strongest thing anyone can do. Mm. So we, as family peer support specialists, try to connect them to as many resources as possible. One of them being going to school and helping them either get an individualized education plan, which is the IEP, or a 504 plan, which provides accommodations for children that have special needs, which could be a behavioral health need. And there's a wide range of diagnoses that fall underneath that.
Yeah, and I know you would undoubtedly agree and probably know a lot more than me. A lot of folks don't take advantage of these helps for their kids.
Yes, I was actually one of those folks at one time, because I felt like I had failed in some way, when really not taking the help was hindering me and my children. Yeah. Once I opened up and realized that there was all these resources out there, I learned so much, and my son learned so much, and we learned how to advocate for ourselves. And that was huge, because it changed everything.
Yeah. 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 Folks get so isolated and so overwhelmed with their problems and all the attendant problems that come along with that.
Absolutely.
That they forget that that's more and more normal rather than as something weird.
Absolutely. I've always told my children that when they go to school and they look around, everybody has a life at home, and you do not know what that is.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to don't ever judge anyone. And at us as FPSS, that is what we're not there to do. We are not there to judge. We are there to support that family and give that family encouragement and guidance to empower them to live their way.
I know you have a crisis hotline that helps.
Yes, we actually, in Baltimore City, we often, I tell everybody, if there's an immediate safety issue, 911.
Right.
And then locally in the city, we recommend Baltimore Crisis Response, which is the mobile crisis team. Mm-hmm. And that phone number is 410-433-5175.
Better say that again.
Yes, that is the Baltimore Crisis Response, which is the mobile crisis team, at 410-433-5175.
And these are folks that 410-433-5175, and these are folks that that are sympathetic and empathetic.
Yes, absolutely. And especially in the middle of a crisis.
And they will help.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I tell folks that I run into, and I tell myself that you're actually being a lot smarter if you reach out than you are by sitting there and taking it.
Yeah, because you're not alone.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that, and they don't have someone to say to them, you are not alone. There is someone out there that is just like you, going through the same similar problems and issues and frustrations. Yeah. And you're not alone.
Yeah, indeed. I know that you do a lot of training.
Yes, I am. I'm excited to talk about this. Once a year, MCF offers a 60-hour, six-weekend intensive training program. Mm-hmm. We call that FLY. It's for parents and caregivers of a child or an adolescent with a mental health or behavioral health need. It prepares caregivers to be better advocates for them and their children. Uh-huh. It allows you to participate and meet and learn with other parents. It also gives you the opportunity to connect with key leaders in the child serving agencies in Maryland. So we would have speakers come out and you would be able to speak with them and have them educate you, but also an opportunity for you to educate them on what your needs are.
Wow.
Also helps them gain skills to be a successful leader.
Yeah, and to start at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for your own child, for your own child or for your own self, but then also helping others in the
process.
Yes,
absolutely. One of the quotes that I use at work with my FPSS is a quote phrase by Luis Garcia. Your job isn't to save them. Your job is to lead by example and show them how you saved yourself.
Mm. Mm.
And I have said that probably at least once a week, more than that, because it's a good reminder that we are there to set that example, but we are also there to show them how we did it, because we didn't know at one time.
Yeah, yeah, right. And somebody helped you.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what our agency, our organization is there for, is to say, we were once in that position and we would like to show you how we got where we are.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, part of that is helping yourself.
Absolutely.
And that means valuing yourself.
Yes.
And valuing your situation.
Oftentimes, as parents and caregivers, we forget self-care.
Yeah.
And we're so busy taking care of everyone. And with our FPSS, we go out and we teach self-care. We remind these parents, you know, and caregivers, loved ones, that they are important. And without them, the rest of the family sometimes doesn't function properly because they have so much on them. So we teach them self-care, you know, take care of you, and it kind of trickles down. And that's so important, and a lot of families don't get that. And by our program, we will meet you anywhere. We'll come to your home. We can meet you at the coffee shop. We can meet you at the park, anywhere that's good for you during your day so you can kind of fit that in, because sometimes people don't have that time.
That's wonderful. You're that flexible.
We're willing to be flexible, yes.
So wherever the need is.
Yes, absolutely.
How can our listeners help?
Well, there's a lot of ways. Basically, a couple things come to mind that are really important. One, like this past weekend, I went to a community day at Patterson Park. Mm-hmm. It was held by the Department of Civil Rights and Wage Enforcement. When I went there, it was about community and it was people looking for resources. Mm-hmm. And not only do you get to meet other people that are there for the same reason, but all these different agencies and organizations all at one time come out to the resource fairs, get out there, get this information, volunteer. Services that are volunteered are wonderful because it can help in so many ways. There's a larger level that is with the local, state, and federal level that we always need more resources. Much of this comes from the federal government, such as block grants, specific amounts of money that are given by the federal government for the state to use for a specific purpose. Funds to fight the opiate crisis. There's always a need for more dollars that go back into these families.
Yeah, and I know you folks will make great use of it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. We try to do as much for the community as possible, as much for the families.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Unfortunately, yes. though, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Yes, absolutely. That is Maryland Coalition of Families. The website is www.marylandcoalition.org. Or you can call 410-730-8267 or look us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Great. And that crisis response hotline is again 410-433-5175.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Crystal.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Unfortunately, living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Crystal Simpson, who is Regional Peer Support Supervisor for the Baltimore City Office of the Maryland Coalition of Families, for being our guest today. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you very much.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.